From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
I try not to fault people who exercise to stay healthy, and so I tolerate the flying elbows and stomping feet of the joggers who illegally pass me on a two-lane sidewalk. And I give the right of way to approaching joggers as a motorist does when seeing a speeding ambulance. If joggers high is a disorder, perhaps joggers need treatment and not criticism in order to lead a more pedestrian life. I did not, however, realize the true menace of jogging until I observed a jogger who, upon arriving at a stoplight, did not stop ambulating as had the pedestrian, the postman, and the dog walker, but instead continued to jog in place for the duration of the 2-minute light change. Maybe joggers are concerned that standing still at a stoplight will cause an atrophic loss of balance, or that coming to a complete stop at a stop sign might engender unwanted interaction with pedestrians, postal workers, and dog walkers. In any event, it is this jogging in place that imposes a real threat to public safety. There are familiar adages that reflect the desire to avoid public panic and hysteria. Don't scream fire in a crowded building. Don't cry wolf unless a wolf is menacing the sheep. To this I add, don't jog in place unless there is volcanic lava flow or a wild boar stampede fast approaching, and standing still would endanger person or property. Otherwise, jogging in place causes unwarranted trepidation and alarmist circumspection. Why is this person jogging in place? What looming disaster are they jogging in place from? And so I petition the joggers. If space aliens invade or Godzilla attacks, by all means, jog in place, out of place, all over the place, in outer space, and on my space. But on an ordinary day, out of pedestrian consideration, come to a complete stop at a stoplight, stop sign, or any other traffic stop. Under a pedestrian's Bill of Rights, the sidewalks must remain free and clear of any and all unnecessary jogging. The walkways unencumbered in times of peril to pedestrians seeking to evade predatory hoodlums, escape circus animals, vigilante ex-lovers, and advancing joggers. With a perspective, this is Sunil Rao.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.